Hello?
Oh, there, I can hear you now. Yes.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, good. How was the weekend?
It's good also. It's quite tiring, but yeah.
Yeah, can I come into your computer?
Oh, sure. Okay. One
Yeah.
moment. Okay, please try to connect. Diba?
Sure. So, what is your background on SQL? Do you know anything little bit about SQL or
Oh, no. Just those that were mentioned to me by Paul. But I don't have any background, you know.
Do you have any other the Excel and all that, do you know?
Yeah. I do have background in Excel. Some kind of codings. I have a background, but very basic, you know.
What kind of coding you know?
I mean, like the logic and stuff.
Say that again, I don't hear properly.
The logics, you know, how
Oh,
the logic works. Yeah, I have a bit background then.
I sent you the request. It's 1677, right? 0893.
Right. That's right. Can you check if you can now control my screen?
Sure. You know, if you go to Google, there is a website called W3. Have you heard about it? Have you heard about W3
Oh
school?
no, not yet. This is the first time.
They are very pretty good about it. If you want to learn any language, the basic stuff, you know, if you want to start from the basic, they are very good about it.
Okay.
So very, very short, they'll explain things in very short, you know, very understanding manner, very
Mm-hmm.
basic stuff. Their language, it's written so clear that you'll understand without any trouble.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. See here. SQL is a standard language for storing, manipulating, and retrieving data in databases. Like Excel, the data is stored in databases. The data means huge volume of data, like in Oracle. Like, say for example, you would have heard about Oracle, Sybase, MS SQL servers. They are server in the back end. Back end means they are called back end. Back end means where the database resides. Database is a collection of data.
Okay.
So in database, the data are stored in the form of tables and tables. And in tables, the data is stored in the form of rows and columns. Like in Excel, we have columns and rows, right? I don't know. I forgot how we call it. I'm not that familiar with Excel. I have used it, but I don't know the terms and the terminologies of the used in Excel. But here in databases, it's called rows and columns. Okay? So SQL is a standard language for storing, manipulating, and retrieving data in databases. Our SQL tutorial will teach you how to use SQL in MySQL. This is a standard SQL. You can use it to in MySQL, all these different SQL servers, MS SQL Server, MS SQL, SQL Server, MS Access, Oracle, Sybase. These are different forms of database servers around there in the world. What we use is called Postgres. This is a free server that is there for us to download and use it. It doesn't cost us any money. That's why we use this.
Okay.
So examples in each chapter with our online SQL. You don't even need a server to learn this tutorial. They have their own editor for you to try their examples. Okay? So yeah, with our online SQL editor, you can edit the SQL statements and click on the button to view the result. So this is an example. This is a simple SQL statement from SQL. Select star from customers. Customers is a table. Say for example, customers, imagine that as a spreadsheet. Like I don't know how you call with rows and rows of let's open a SQL. Do you have a SQL? Excel, sorry.
Excel.
Yeah. Say for example, this empty one is enough. This A, B, C, D, E, F. This is called column in database. This 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is called a row in table. So this is a single table. If we for example, we have taken a empty table. And this is called if we name this Excel. See this is a sheet one is the this Excel name, right? So like the sheet one will be our table name with A, B, C as the column names, and we don't have a usually row number. It's a imaginary thing, but we do have names for columns like A, B, C, and all that.
Okay.
So selects, this customers is a table name.
Okay.
So the statement select star from customers. What it does is, shall we try it?
Okay, sure.
So this is they have written the statement. This is the editor. Here we can edit whatever we can write whatever we want, and then if we want to execute means executing the running, like it's also called do you know what is execute, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to run a thing, we can just say it. Click it. Say I told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
This column A, B, and C like that. We have a customer name. This is a first name and last name, address, city, postal code, and country. And this is customer ID. So in the customer table, we store the information about customers. So the select star from customers pull all the information from the customer table. It pull everything, like the all the columns and all the rows from the customer table. You know what the table and column and rows and all that now, right?
That's right.
So try to do this SQL exercises. Let me see what they have there. I don't even have to be there to, you know, tell you the things to learn SQL. You can do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
W3 school is so easy to learn.
Mm-hmm.
What is missing in this? Can you tell me?
Is it the select?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Why is it like that? Sorry. Yeah? It's fine?
Yeah.
And then submit?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Can you please go to the next exercise? Let me see what they have. Do you know what they're asking?
Let me try.
Yeah.
Select city.
Yeah, that's it.
From?
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Good job. Can you please go to the next exercise?
Select all the different values from the country column and the customers table. Select all the different values. What is the next one? Different?
From the select all the different values. Yeah, please try different.
No, I cannot.
Maybe you know they were say put
star
customer name. Yeah, maybe yeah star comma.
Comma, yeah, this one.
Yeah.
Should I?
No, not comma. City what? Customer ID. Remember, we had many.
Maybe just a star. No.
Remember we had
should we just show the answer? No.
From the country column in the this is a wrong one.
Oh, distinct.
Distinct, yeah. This one you understood, right?
Yeah.
So this is the syntax. Syntax is how you say it. This is a common for all of the table and everything. This is specifically for the customers table, but this one. You can use it for all the tables. You can just substitute the column name and column name 1 and 2, etc. with the table name. That's all. Mm-hmm. Below is the selection from the customer table used in the examples. we can use this to, you know, to make our queries. If you want to return all columns without specifying every name, every column name, you can use the select star syntax. Return all the columns from the customers table. We just tried it, right?
Yeah.
Test yourself with XSX. Oh, we did this.
This one. Just select distinct.
Yeah, distinct is nothing but if there are any duplicate values, the distinct will fetch only the custom
value.
Yeah, country unique. Value that is only unique. Unique means only without repeating the duplicate, only the distinct value. Select example without distinct is just select country from customers. That's it. If you want to try it, you can try it. See here, Mexico. If you put distinct, the Mexico will appear only once.
Mm-hmm.
You can go through these examples, and then if you don't know any answer, just Google it out.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then SQL data types. Let's go through it. What is data types? Say for example, Excel, we don't have to specify a data type for a column, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we close that Excel?
Yes, you did. Let me open it again for you.
Yeah. Yeah, see, here we just open it, we just type it and go about our business. But in SQL, we had to create a table by specifying, by supplying like A, we have to specify a table column name and its data type. Data type is what we are going to learn now. There are different types of data type. What? My mouse is giving me a problem. See here, each column in a data type database table is required to have a name and a data type. An SQL developer must decide what type of data that will be stored inside each column when creating a table. The data type is a guideline for SQL to understand what type of data is expected inside of each column, and it is also identifies how SQL will interact with the stored data. Note, data types might have different names in different databases, and even if the name is the same, like what I am teaching now may not be true for our Postgres, but mostly most SQL will be same in our Postgres. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I took this SQL in W3 because it is easy for you to understand. So far, it is easy run on.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I chose the W3 schools. MS SQL data types version 8. Let me see if they have I don't think they have Postgres. See this char. Char is used to you can specify a length. The char is used to store string means, you know, like a name, like a string means letters. See here, letters can contain letters, numbers, and special characters. Like whatever anything you can store, almost anything in the car and var char. In the car, what is the difference? Is a fixed length string. This is a fixed length. You know, you don't have to go into the detail.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about the binary. Tiny text holds a string with the maximum length of 255 characters. That's a tiny text. Text is the holds a string of maximum length of this many bytes. Byte and all, let's Google it out. What they say about byte. A byte consists of 8 adjacent binary digits, bits each of which consists of 0 or 1. You know, this goes like inside a computer, everything is called bit or byte. Everything is bits. Like you have notes?
This one.
Yeah.
Sticky notes, you mean?
No, not sticky notes, regular notes. This is regular notes.
Notepad. You mean notepad, right?
Yeah, regular notes.
Yeah, this one. Yes, this one, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything that I can draw with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Like that, the electric signal
Oh yeah.
is going to go and like that a bit. It's a bit signal. This is a 1 and this is a 0. Again, 1, 0. So this is how computer signals are processed. So a byte consists of 8 adjacent binary digits. So everything close to each other is 8 bits in memory. That's how they are close. They are stored adjacent to each other in memory. That's how a memory, a memory, right? In computer, like a place where computers store all of its whatever it wants to store. So it, a byte consists of 8 adjacent binary digits, each of which consists of a 0 or 1. Originally, a byte was any string of more than 1 bit that made up a single piece of information, like a single character. So 0 to 25, 255, that's what that is, 255 characters each. From where we went there. Yeah, binary. See here, the size parameter specifies the column length. It's in bytes. Default is 1 byte. Now bit and byte, right? Hello?
Yes, Deepa. Sorry, I was on mute.
You can eliminate basic data type will be this car and where car, and tiny and all we don't use it in
How about text and long text? This one
text. Text, I don't think that's what we have in Postgres.
Oh, okay.
This bit, tiny bit. Now we don't have small. The small int we have. Small int is a small integer. Like, it's this is the range -32 to +32, 7000, up to that number we can hold. And int is this big, very big number. And there is big int, this very big number. I think for float, I don't know what we have. We can You can Google it out.
Okay, got it.
For float, I don't know what we have in Postgres. Double. I think for decimal, we have numeric. I don't know. I forgot. Decimal, decimal, right? With the points. you know, date and time. We have, I think, date with the date with the time, and then time with the time zone, and time without time zone, and date with the date time, and all that we have in we have in Postgres. String data types. String data types, you know, string is nothing but a combination of number and number, yeah, character and special character. I think we have car and var car. That's all I think we have. I don't know what else we have. These are all numeric data types. Bit, tiny, I don't think we have. Bit, I don't think we have. Small int, int, and big int, I don't know whether we have it or not. Decimal, I think we have. You can check it out. Did Paul loaded Supabase for you?
What do you mean?
Supabase.
Mhm. What? This one?
Yeah.
You want me to open it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, one moment. Oops. Okay.
You can cut and paste it.
I'm not sure. I didn't save it in my computer.
Oh, okay.
We need me to check with Paul. I think we have it here.
Put it in sticky note. That's where Paul put it for me.
This one.
Put it in sticky note.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So you remember I told you about the table. So this mm-hmm. is a table. If you want to create a new table, you had to this window opens up, and then you create a customer. And description is optional. And you don't have to anyway worry about row level security now. These are all the column names. These are all created, you know, for you by default. ID is just, this comes with a unique ID that to identify like each like a row number. And it's a primary key. I'll explain it to you in a little bit. And it's created at timestamp. It's created at when this row is created. Like the timestamp will, if you put now function, it'll while creating a row, and then if while getting inserted, it'll it will execute this function, this now function. Now function is nothing but it will generate the now the time at which the row was getting inserted. Inserted means, you know, right, at which at what time the row is getting into the table of the database.
Okay.
And if you want to add more column, just add more column. If you want to create a customer name, we'll create an employee table. Name. See here, in 2, in 4, in 8. Oh, this is called float. Remember, there they have a decimal. It's called float here. Numeric is, it's also a float. This is a text, variable length. Let me show you where, what other we have. These are all even, we don't worry about it. We have, remember, we, I told you we have worker and UID. Don't worry about now. Date, time, time with the time zone, timestamp, date and time. Time, date, time and including time zone. Boolean. You know what is Boolean, right? Yes and no. Yeah, true or false, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Name and this specification decides whether we can allow null or not null. Not null here, it won't allow not null. It won't allow null values. You have to enter some value. Usually in our company, we create tables and table name and column names with small captions because we don't use capital letters, only small letters we use. I think it's a standard one across the database developers. I don't know if he uses it like that. We'll put numeric. So, insert. Inserting means we are creating one row now. If you see this button, right?
Yes.
I'll show you why this is telling like that. See here, it's a primary key. And if it is, if check this one is identity, and it will be generated automatically. Like say, if it is second, if we inserted two rows already, the next row if we insert, that will be generated automatically to third number three. They'll put number 3 in this ID column automatically if the row is identity, if we check this, you know, small box. So it's identity column and then they generate it automatically. Okay. So since we checked that mark, that thing coming as a, that as a automatically, and then remember I told you about now. See here, the with the data type is timestamp, and then the default for every column we can supply. Those are all provisions of the even in provisions of Postgres. For every column, default is by default means if we don't give any value, the default value will be displayed there in that column when we are when we insert a new row. So the default value is now function. Now function is nothing but you know, I told you, right? So yeah, okay, you know about it. So that's why, so this line appears, right? So the line before it, those are all the values. Either you supply it or you have to, those are all mandatory. Like these are all not null value and you have to supply it. So this is an auto generated as identity and this is a default now. So you don't have to thing, and so we'll generate Jenny and the salary as $1,000.
I hope that's true.
Let's save it. Oh, now created that row. It's see here. So this time, if you want, you can check this time. Like it's a. This is the time just now we created, right? So this at the time of creation and the name and number. So this is how we create a table and insert a row. SQL is very easy to learn. So if you want to add a column, just salary and
okay, got it.
Yeah.
I have a question. Like, for example, for this one, for the view, the one that you created, right? The view report, this one.
Yeah.
For example, I wanted to add a column in the view or remove a column in the view. How do I do it here?
In the view, you want to add a column?
Or remove, for example, just an example, you know. For example, for this one, I wanted, for example, to remove the event description, and I wanted to add, for example, the R-type events 1x. How do we do it in the in the view?
It's easy. Like I don't know. I have the view definition. Say for example, uh, See, this is a create view template. Okay. I think.
But for, like, for example, from here, example for from here, I can also edit it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is the view for the SQL for the view. Nowadays, SQL is nothing, Janine. You can, there is something called ChatGPT. Do you know that, right?
Yeah.
You can
I will try that.
Yeah.
I will explore, you know, I wanted to learn this. Yeah, I will explore that. I will try. If I messed up the report, I know you can help me on that. But I will use this to, you know, do some try or test things.
Okay. So 12:29 for you in the afternoon?
Yes, in the afternoon, that's right. And for you, I have it here.
I don't know. My phone is... Yeah. It will be... Hold on a second. Let me go grab my phone and... It's 9:30 in the night.
Oh, okay. All right. Also, do you want us to maybe can continue tomorrow if you want?
Okay, sure.
If you have time tomorrow, then you can just message me. Then yeah. I will be available. All right. Thank you so much, Deepa. I will explore the W3 school. And if
That's very basic, and even you know, people with no, I whenever I need something to learn something, I go there and teach myself. The one thing my husband taught me is, you know, as soon as I came here, you know, like, he's a good programmer, but he won't teach me anything. So he'll always, you know, go there and learn by yourself. So that's what we did. But I'm happy to help you, you know, whatever manner you want. I'll help you. No problem. Paul helped me so much. So I'll help you.
Okay, sure. I will message you if I have questions, but I will learn from that website. Thank you so much.
I'll also be available for at least 1 hour tomorrow for you.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much, Deepa. Thank you. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.